And good morning from the Heartland Event Center. Welcome to our continuing coverage on Platte River radio stations of the 2013 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament. First of six state championship matches here today, three of them to be broadcast on the stations of Platte River Radio. First up here in Class C2, it is the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks. The Hawkettes going for a state title, first time in 23 years that they have played in the state championship. Their teams have been here before seven times, mainly back in the 1980s, their last state championship match, 1990. They won the title that year in Class C2. They are looking for a C2 title this year after losing in the semifinals to Hardington-Cedar Catholic a year ago. The matchup here this morning in Class C2, Hastings St. Cecilia against Daniel Freeman High School. Freeman, since their consolidation, Adams and Philly, back in the late 1990s, has really put together a pretty solid program. They have been to the title game five times. This will be their sixth championship appearance. However, all their previous state championship experience is in Class D1. This will be their first time in a C2 state championship. Should be a lot of fun. With our studio engineer, John Dibbern, I'm Larry Kottner. Good to have you here on 1230 KHES, as we'll have the Hawkettes here this morning taking on Daniel Freeman. Very young Freeman team. They have no seniors on this squad. Everyone is either a freshman, junior, or sophomore. And so this is a team to be reckoned with not only today but in the future. Hastings St. Cecilia will start five seniors. It'll be their last appearance in a Hastings St. Cecilia uniform, but only two of those seniors are starters. So a lot of experience will be coming back next year for the Hawkettes. But everybody concentrating on today's matchup. St. Cecilia with a big win yesterday, winning in three sets. They were able to beat Palmyra 25-14, 25-19, and 25-11 to advance to the state title match. They were able to win in five sets in the opening match against Lutheran High Northeast. So they are playing here for the state championship. Freeman, on the other hand, they were able to win in their opening round against Ord, and then a four-set victory yesterday against Guardian Angel Central Catholic. We'll take a timeout, come back, and set the starting lineups for you. It is the Class C2 State Championship Volleyball match between Hastings St. Cecilia and Daniel Freeman High School coming up next on AM 1230 KHAS.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Heartland Event Center. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors of Daniel Freeman High School, they are the Falcons. They come into this match with a record of 27-5. And they'll start this way. Riley Dorn, she is a setter, 5'9" junior. Taylor Sugden, 5'9" junior. She will play the right outside, the right hitter. Marissa Haynes is the middle hitter, 5'11" junior. Cassidy Mason, 6-foot junior, outside hitter. Carly Rimmer, 6-foot junior. She is an outside hitter. And Emily Leonard, 6'1" sophomore and a middle hitter. The libero, 5'10" tall, sophomore Alexis Holland. So as you can tell, Freeman, a very tall team. And as we mentioned, a very youthful team, but a very tall team. Their five losses on the season, three of them to teams that are at the state volleyball tournament, including Palmyra, who St. Cecilia beat yesterday. They lost to them in the district final by four, so Freeman actually here as a wild card. They also lost to Meade as well as Friend, both those teams playing in the D2 and D1 state volleyball tournaments respectively. Also losses to Lincoln Christian and Pawnee City. So let's take a look now at the home team. That'll be Hastings St. Cecilia. They'll go this way. Claire Hamburger, 5'8" junior. She is the center. Tammy Wynn, 5' junior, defensive specialist. 5'5" senior defensive specialist is Paige Kostler. Lil Sheehy, 5'7" sophomore, outside hitter. Josie Previtt, 5'8" junior. She is a middle hitter. Lucy Skok, 5'10" freshman middle hitter. And Morgan Nicola, 5'10" senior. She is an outside hitter. The coaches for this matchup, Alan Vancura for Hastings St. Cecilia, assisted by Rob Kober and Audrey Gaspers. And the coaches for Freeman are Danny White and Dana Anderson. Hastings St. Cecilia comes in with a record of 27-8, but the losses they experienced this year were against some quality teams. They lost twice to Lincoln Christian. They also lost twice to a very good St. Paul team. And then you take a look at their other losses that they have this year. Aurora, who played in the Class B tournament. Minden, who will play in the state championship later on today in Class C1. And Columbus Scotus, who will play in the consolation match in Class C1. So a very tough schedule for the Hawkettes this year. So that 27-8 record, a little bit deceiving. So that is a look at your lineups for the Hawkettes and the Falcons. And we'll have the Class C2 state championship match coming up next after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to AM 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers congratulations to the St. Cecilia volleyball team on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all the area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. Located at 207 South Burlington, call us at 402-462-8824. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, providing you with the assistance and knowledge you need for a speedy recovery. Go Hawkettes!
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
Well, 30 KHAS.
Back to the Heartland Event Center. We get you ready for the Class C2 State Volleyball Championship match as the players will be introduced here to the crowd. Hastings St. Cecilia 27-8. Again, they're winners in this tournament over Lutheran High Northeast in the opening round. And then in the semifinals yesterday, they were able to sweep Palmyra to advance to the state championship. Their toughest match was in the first round, when they had to go five sets to pull off the win and knock Lutheran High Northeast out. For Freeman, they opened up with a fairly easy win over Ord. Freeman, the number one seed in this tournament, then able to get the four-set victory yesterday against Guardian Angels Central Catholic. So we do have the number one and number two seeds in the tournament playing in this match this morning. As I mentioned, this is the first of six state championships to be played at the Heartland Event Center. Coming up at 11 o'clock, it'll be Class D2, and the Giltner Hornets will be involved in that matchup. They'll be taking on Stewart. You'll be able to hear that on Platte River Radio Station Classic Hits 98.9. That's coming up at 11 o'clock. At 1 o'clock in the Class A state championship, it'll be Millard West taking on Omaha Marion. Then in the evening session, starting at 4:30, a good Central Nebraska matchup between Kearney Catholic and Minden. That will also be on Platte River Radio Station Classic Hits 98.9. At 6:30, probably the biggest surprise of the tournament, Class B Eight very tough teams, and the number six seed will be taking on the number eight seed in the state championship match. Norris with the upset of Grand Island Northwest last night, and Elkhorn South, the number eight seed, not only upsetting Lincoln Pius the 10th in the first round, but upset Omaha Scott in the semifinals last night. So it'll be Norris against Elkhorn South in that championship, and then tonight at 8:30, the final state championship of the six. It'll be Class D1 when O'Neill St. Mary's will square off against Bruning Davenport Chickley. So that is the lineup for the state championships here. Our main concern this morning, the Class C2 state championship featuring Freeman and Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes right now being introduced to the crowd, and the crowd from Hastings area right behind us as you listen to this broadcast here this morning. The Freeman fans across the way, and of course as other teams get ready for their matches, the crowd will get bigger. It's a good crowd here at the Heartland Events Center for this early morning match on a beautiful November day. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll get you back to the Class C2 state championship match between Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Freeman. You're listening to 1230 AM KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
And our national anthem here at the Heartland Events Center as we get you ready for the Class C2 state championship match between Hastings St. Cecilia and Daniel Freeman High School. As we mentioned, both these teams have been in championships a number of times. This will be the eighth title match for the Hawkettes. They won five back in 1982, 83, 87, 89, and 1990. Were runners-up in 1986 and 88, their first appearance in 23 years. For Freeman, they were D1 champions in 1999 and 2006. And runners-up in 2000, 2001, and 2005. This is their very first Class D, or excuse me, C2 state championship match. As you visualize this opening match, the opening set, it'll be St. Cecilia going right to left. Left to right will be Freeman. Best three sets out of five. We go to 25. If there is a fifth set, it is rally scoring, of course, till 15, rally scoring throughout. And it does look like the libero will start things off for Freeman. Both teams have their libero out. We'll see who checks out as the teams will meet and greet at the net as we get you ready for state championship volleyball. First of six state championships at the Heartland Event Center. First of three that you'll be able to hear today on the stations of Platte River Radio. Freeman, it appears, will have the opening service as back at the line will be Cassidy Mason for the Falcons. Well, and correct that. Mason will check out, and the libero will check in for, and that is Alexis Holland, and she'll do the honors from the service line. A full day of state championship volleyball just about to get underway. Good to have you along here on AM 1230. KHAS. Holland will send it across. Back row dig by Kostler. The setup on the attack that time for St. Cecilia. Sent over on the free ball that time by Linners. Linners and the kill for Hamburger. Claire Hamburger puts it down in the middle court, and it's 1-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. Hamburger now will serve from the right side. Floats it to the back row. Dug out by Holland. The setup and the attempt on the kill that time by Rimmers. Down low, Linners will get the attack on the dink. And Emily Linners will get the kill off the dink. The sweeping movement from right to left, and we're tied at one apiece. Linners will serve for the Lady Falcons. Floats it to the back row. Farmer will let it go. It is out. Service error. Point for St. Cecilia. 2-1 in favor of the Hawkettes. Lil Sheehy will serve. Floats it across the net. Dug out by Holland on the attack. The kill will go for Marissa Haynes. Haynes off the left side puts it down. We're tied at two. To serve for the Falcons, Riley Dorn. She is the setter for Freeman. Nice set. Dug out by Nicola. Pass back to Nicola from Hamburger, and it is out. And the point will go to Freeman. They lead for the first time in this set, 3-2. Once again, Dorn with the service. Bumped up by Previtt. Sent over on the free ball by Hamburger. The set in the middle, the attack, and it is good. Crisscross attack left to right. Put down by Carly Rimmers. 4-2 in favor of Daniel Freeman High School. Dorn floats it across. Dug on the back row. Punched up by Hamburger. They'll set it up for Nicola. Blocked, and it will be a stuff block as Taylor Sugden able to stuff block on Nicola. And it's 5-2 now in favor of Freeman. 4 points in a row for the Falcons. Dorn will serve. Dug out by Farmer, the dink, it's a good one. The quick second hit dink by Claire Hamburger puts it into the donut hole, and it's 5-3. Josie Previtt will serve it up. It's a good one. Dug out by Linners. The attack by Rimmers. Now Hamburger back set. The kill attempt blocked and out of bounds on the attack that time for St. Cecilia's Carly Wright. The point will go to the Hawkettes. 5-4 the score. Prevent with the service. Dug out by Holland. The set and the kill attempt is good on the back line. Putting it down, Marissa Haynes. 6-4 the score in favor of Freeman. Carly Rimmers will serve it up for the Falcons. From the traditional right side, half jump serve. Dug out there by Wynn. Kept alive by Hamburger. Left side attack is good for Nicola. Morgan Nicola getting it through the defense for the kill. 6-5 your score. Paige Kostler back to the service line. Lots of room to work with behind the court. Dug out by Rimmers. Sent across by Mason. And then the attack on the left side is good for Nicola. And St. Cecilia has come back to tie this one up at 6 apiece. The Kostler to serve. It's a good one, just over the net. set up on the attack, and it will go for Marissa Haynes. Working right to left, she found the open zone and put it down. 7-6 Freeman. Haynes will serve again. Center court this time. Jump serve. It's a nice one. Dug out by Nicola. Back step for Nicola. She'll get the kill. Off the set of Claire Hamburger. And we're tied at 7. Been a tight match so far here in the early going. We're in set number 1. 7-7. St. Cecilia and Freeman. Nicola on the jump serve. It's a nice one. Dug out on the back row by Mason. And then stepping on the line. Actually, they're going to call the two hits. Is Riley Dorn. Dorn with the two hits. And it's 8-7, St. Cecilia. Another nice serve by Nicola. Punched up by Dorn. Back row attack by Rimmers is going to be long. And she'll float it right beyond the end line. And St. Cecilia with a two-point advantage. 9-7, and Freeman wants a timeout. We'll take it with them. We're in set number 1, St. Cecilia 9, Freeman 7. It's the Class C2 State Championship on AM 1230.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
...1230 KHAS.
Heartland Event Center, the side of the Class C2 State Volleyball Championship. Set number 1, Hastings St. Cecilia 9, Freeman 7. St. Cecilia will serve. It's Morgan Nicola. Center court. Going right to left. Floats it to the back row. Dug out there by Mason. Check that. That is Haynes and then Mason and Dorn. A little miscommunication and they cannot play it. Point for St. Cecilia. They lead it 10-7. Here comes Nicola. Floats it to the back row. Dug out there by Mason. Now sent across by Rimmers. And the point will go. So it's 10-8. St. Cecilia, but Freeman will serve. Taylor Sugden to do the honors. Center court. To the back row. Dug by Nicola. Claire Hamburger sets it up for Sheehy. Nice punch across by Rimmers and gets it to go. Just swung at it. Just a side swipe that she was able to make work across the net, and it's 10-9. Sugden into the net. I believe that's our first service error in this match. 11-9, St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer will serve. Back row, dug out, overpass, tipped quickly by Prevent. On the St. Cecilia side, it's sent over by Hamburger. The setup for Mason, tipped at the net and out of bounds, but it was tipped at the net by St. Cecilia. Freeman will get the point. 11-10, St. Cecilia with the lead. Holland will come in to serve as the libero. Nice serve, dug out by Farmer. Hamburger, the quick set for Prevent. Dug out on the back row by Sugden. The attack by Rimmers. Dug out by Sheehy. The pass back to Sheehy. She's blocked but kept alive and sent over by Prevent. In the middle, the attack sent over by Leonard. Now, the attack by Prevent. Prevent is blocked and the stuff block for Carly Rimmers. We're tied at 11 apiece. Holland hits the net, goes on over. Nice dig by Nicola. Set up for Sheehy. She'll drive it through the defense for the kill. Lil Sheehy sends it through the double defense block, and it's 12-11 in favor of St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger to serve. Jump serves a nice one to the back row. Dug out by Sugden. Set up now for Rimmers. That hit the net. That'll be 4 hits. So Rimmers could not get it across the net. 13-11, St. Cecilia with the lead. They serve. Hamburger, dug out by Sugden. Set up on the short play by Leonard, but she ran into the net. Actually, that was Carly Rimmers. Got Rimmers and Leonard for Freeman. And Rimmers into the net, 14-11. served by Hamburger. They're got by Sugden. Set up now for Remmers. Kept alive by Nicola. Back set a little off the mark from Claire Hamburger. Intended for Carly Wright, but it was behind her and unplayable. The score will go for Freeman. They trail 14-12. Emily Renners to serve from the right side. Dug out by Farmer. Hamburger sets it up in the middle for the attack for Prevett. Kept alive by Hamburger. Nicola falling backwards gets it across. The quick set now for Haynes. Dug out by Farmer. Hamburger the set for Sheehy. It hits the net. It's four hits. So the point will go to Freeman. They're back within one. St. Cecilia leading 14-13. We're in set number one in this Class C2 state championship match. Service is a good one by Lenners. Back set. Hamburger for Sheehy down the line. It was behind the antenna. Out of bounds, and this match is tied at 14. Check that. They're going to give the point. Someone was in the net for Freeman. So the point will go to St. Cecilia. So it's 15-13. The attack, a big one, and it goes for Remmers as Freeman ran their offense very quickly. 15-14 the score. St. Cecilia up by one. Riley Dorn will serve for the tie. Nice diving save by Wynn. Two-man push to the back row from Nicola. Dug out by Holland. Back row attack by Rimmer's going to go out of bounds. Check that. That's Lenners. The two girls look a little bit alike. They're both right around 6 foot. Renners and Limmers. Prevent sends it across. Holland will get it ahead. And the set for Haynes, she gets the kill to go. 16-15. St. Cecilia by one. Carly Rimmers will serve. The jump serve's a good one. Back row dug out by Farmer. Nicola sent over on the two-hand push by Hamburger. The set on the back set, the attack by Sugden, saved by Farmer. Punched up and sent across nicely by Wright. The quick set for Haynes, and she'll get the kill. Haynes, center court, able to get it down off the back row touch, and we're tied at 16. Carly Rimmers to serve for Freeman, looking for their first lead in a while. Farmer with the dig. Hamburger, the set for Nicola. Blocked back and wins there. The left-hand shot sent across that time for St. Cecilia. In there now is Lucy Skoke. And now Nicola's attack is blocked back for a stuff. Haynes and Sugden. 17-16, the Falcons take the lead. Rimmers back to the service line. Set one, best 3 out of 5 in the C2 state championship. Win with the dig. Hamburger sets it up for Nicola. She'll float it across. Nice save there by Dorn. Taken by Haynes. Set over now by Hamburger. The set in the middle for Haynes. She'll get the kill off the front row touch. Marissa Haynes has been tough in that middle for Freeman. They'll take the lead, 18-16. Timeout St. Cecilia. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on AM 1230 KHAS. Class C2 State Volleyball Tournament going on at the Heartland Event Center. 18-16 the score. St. Cecilia trailing Freeman. St. Cecilia has had a couple of leads of 2 points. Been a tight set throughout. Freeman, though, with the lead right now at 18-16 as Rimmers has been on a bit of a service run. She'll serve again. Dug by Wynn. Pass to the front row. Hamburger will set it up for Wright. Dug out by Rimmers. Sent across by Sugden. Hamburger with the quick set now for Nicholas. Strong kill. She'll put it off the back row. And St. Cecilia ends that run of points for Freeman. Gets back within one at 18-17. Paige Kostler to serve it up. Floats it. Back row kept alive there by Rimmers. The attack by Mason. Blocked, but out of bounds. So the point for Freeman, 19-17 in favor of the Falcons. Haynes to do the honors for the Lady Falcons. Jump serves a good one. Dug on the back row by Farmer. Hamburger. The left-hand attack is good for the freshman Scope as she puts it down, and it's 19-18. Wynn will check out. Sheehy will come up and play the front line. Nicola will serve. Here it is. Back row. Dug out there. Pass ahead to Dorn. The attack by Haynes, dug out by Farmer, now the attack by Sheehy, blocked at the net, kept alive. Dorn now over to Mason, and then that attack is blocked, but again out of bounds. Off the touch of Stoke and Hamburger, and it is a 20-18 lead for Freeman. Taylor Sugden to serve to the back row, dug by Kostler. Back set, Stoke with the standing spike will go long. So Freeman with their biggest lead of this set at 21-18, and Coach Vancura wants to talk things over. Timeout on the court. We're in set number one, 21-18, Freeman leading St. Cecilia. Back in 30 seconds on AM 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Class C2 State High School Volleyball Championship. Daniel Freeman High School on top of St. Cecilia, 21-18. Sugden, we're in set number one. Gets the serve across. Set up for Sheehy. The crisscross attack is good. Lil Sheehy puts it down. 21-19. St. Cecilia getting the point out of the timeout. Chandra Farmer with the serve to the back row. Dug out by Sugden. The back row attack by Haynes just long. And St. Cecilia back within one at 21-20. Farmer to serve for the tie. Here it is. Back row, the dig. The set quickly for Leonard. She'll get the kill. Nice quick set that time on the front row by Riley Dorn. And Emily Leonard is able to slam it down. 22-20 Freeman. The libero will check in. That is Holland to serve. And she'll send that one way long. That was a no-doubter. No one went near that one. 22-21. Claire Hamburger to do the honors for St. Cecilia. Chance to tie it up here. To the back row, dug by Holland. The pass to the front row. Set up now for Leonard. The attack is on the line for the kill. That was close, but the line judge right on the spot. 23-21 Freeman. Leonard. The service to the back row, dug there by Sheehy. Hamburger ahead to Pavette, and she'll get the kill. Josie Pavette. And it's 23-22. Sheehy will serve for the Hawkettes. To the back row, punched up by Holland. Pass to the front row, the attack by Haynes, she'll get the kill. And it is set point for Daniel Freeman High School, leading 24-22. Riley Dorn to serve for the Falcons. The twisting serve dug out by Prevent and now sent over on the free ball by Wynn. On the attack, the quick set, that almost looked like a catch by Haynes. They play on, sent over by Nicola. The quick set mistimed, and that'll be four hits. Dorn setting up Haynes, mistimed the set. Haynes mistimed the jump. Something was off there. And the point to St. Cecilia. Still set point, 24-23. The floater dug out Dorn will set it up. The attack by Remmers, kept alive by St. Cecilia, falling backwards. The crisscross attack by Nicola, set up now for Remmers into the net. We're tied at 24. And a timeout, Freeman. We're in set number one in the C2 state championship match. St. Cecilia 24, Freeman 24, back in 30 seconds on AM 1230.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
1230 KHAS.
All knotted up at 24 apiece here in the C2 state championship match. It is set one. Each team trying to set the standard for this match, trying to win this first set. Set by served by Previtt. Now on the attack, it's Remmers. Nicholas sends it across. Dug by Dorn. The attack by Sugden, sent back but kept alive on the Freeman end. Free ball by Remmers. Set now for Nicola. Blocked back. Was it out of bounds? No, on the line. Very, very close. You can hear the St. Cecilia fans' disapproval in the background, and the point goes to Freeman. They lead 25-24. It is set point. Charlie Remmers will serve it up. It's a good one. Wynn will dig it. Pass to the front row. Hamburger for Nicola. The attack is good. Morgan Nicola hammers it down, and we're tied at 25. St. Cecilia will serve for the lead. Paige Kostler. Well, if this is any indication of how this match is going to go, it's going to be a long morning. Service error by Kostler as that one sailed long. 26-25, and again Freeman with set point. Haynes. Marissa Haynes sends it across, dug by Nicola. They'll set her back up. The strong kill attempt, blocked back. Now quickly, Hamburger sends it across. Now Dorn, the quick set for Leonard. She'll get the kill. On the quick offense, Freeman gets the point. They win set number one, 27-25. We'll take a break and get you ready for set number two after these words on AM 1230 KHAS.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the state volleyball tournament at Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Set number one is in the books here in Class C2 as Daniel Freeman High School gets a 27-25 victory over St. Cecilia, so they lead one set to none. St. Cecilia playing in their first state championship in 23 years. Since they had the run of five state championship matches in a row from 1986 to 1990, they won three of those state championships and lost a couple of them in 86 and 88. So They've been here as a school, but it hasn't been an experience that these girls out on the court have seen on either side, because Daniel Freeman has not been in the state title match since 2006. So set number one goes to Freeman. Here in set two, St. Cecilia will go left to right. Freeman will go right to left. St. Cecilia will have the opening serve, of the second set. Farmer will check in for Scope. Farmer the libero. Freeman will not go with the libero to start with. The service by Hamburger, it's a good one, dug out by Sudden. And sent over by Linners, eventually sent over by Dorn as it was blocked back. The attack by Sheehy goes into the net. Point for Freeman, they lead it 1-0. So important for St. Cecilia to battle back and try to win this set and even things up. The libero, Alexis Holland, will check in now. Her service to the back line, dug out by Farmer, punched ahead by Sheehy, and now sent over by Hamburger on the free ball. The attack from the left side by Linners, dug out by Farmer. The attack by Prevett is going to go for a kill. Josie Prevett puts it down. We're tied at one apiece. Lil Sheehy will serve it up for the Hawkettes to the back row. The dig there by Sugden, and then the quick offense again by Freeman as they set up Carly Rimmers in the middle for the big hit. 2-1 in favor of Daniel Freeman. It'll be Emily Linners to serve, just a sophomore, 6-1. Dug out by Wynn on the back row. Farmer passes ahead. Nicola with a strong attack. What do we have? One of the Freeman players in the net, or close, or a foot over the line, and the point will go to St. Cecilia. We're tied at 2. Prevent. And on the quick tip, on the serve receive, again, Freeman running their offense quickly, and Rimmers getting the left-hand sweep for the point. 3-2. Riley Dorn to serve. Dug out by Wynn on the back row. Hamburger sets it up for Nicola down the line. It looked like it was touched. It is. Tied at 3 now. St. Cecilia will serve. It'll be Paige Kostler checking in to do so. She'll operate from the right side. Her service is a good one. Just over the net. It's an 8. Could not be played properly by Alexis Holland. And it's a 4-3 lead for the Hawkettes. Kostler will serve it up again. To the back row. Dug out there by Linders. The overpass is put down by Scope. Hamburger also in the area. The point for St. Cecilia. They lead 5-3. Kostler hits it. Sends it over. Dug by Holland. Bump set to the front row, and running into the net was Marissa Haynes. Haynes running into the net. And the point for St. Cecilia, timeout Freeman. We're in set number 2. St. Cecilia leading 6-3. They're down 1-0. Back after this 30-second timeout on AM 1230.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers congratulations to the St. Cecilia volleyball team on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all the area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. Located at 207 South Burlington, call us at 402-462-8824. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, providing you with the assistance and knowledge you need for a speedy recovery. Go Hawkettes!
1230 KHAS.
State High School Volleyball Tournament going on this third Saturday of November at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Class C2 up first. Freeman leading 1-0, but in set two, St. Cecilia with a 6-3 advantage. Paige Kostler will serve, going left to right for the blue-clad Hawkettes of St. Cecilia. Sends it to the back row, dug out there by Linners. The attack by Sugden is long, and the point will go to St. Cecilia. They lead 7-3. This is their biggest lead of the match. Led by 2 a couple of times in set number 1. The service a good one by Kostler. And then a double hit going to be called on the set by Lenners. And it's 8-3, St. Cecilia. Service by Kostler to the back row. Almost an overpass, pretty close to being over the line was Dorn. They play on the attack by Hamburger. Dug out by Holland, punched ahead, sent over by Sugden. Punched up by Kostler. Hamburger now for Nicola. And she'll slam it through for the kill. Morgan Nicola puts it home. 9-3. Hawkettes. Kostler back to the service line once again. To the back row. It's an ace. They let it go. The back row players took a look at each other and let it go. And she put it right in front of the line. 10-3. St. Cecilia. Kostler again with the service. Dug by Holland. The back set and the kill. Rimmers hammering it down, and that ends the run for St. Cecilia. They had six in a row. Freeman with the point. They trail 10-4, and they'll serve. Charlie Rimmers, who just got that kill, will serve it up. Taken there by Nicola. Set back now for Nicola. Her attempt is taken in the back row. Now the return kill attempt by Mason. The back look, the flip behind her back. Claire Hamburger, no luck, gets it to go. 11-4, St. Cecilia. And a wry smile from Claire Hamburger on that one. Nicola with the floater, dug out on the back row by Rimmers. They'll set it up for the kill attempt by Haynes. Kept alive by Farmer. The left-hand attack by Skoke. Mason sets it up now for a free ball attack by Dorn. Hamburger, left side for Sheehy. Her kill attempt is dug out by Lenners, sent over by Rimmers. Now the back set for Skoke, dinks it across, punched up by Mason to the back row. Nicola, what do we have? In the net against Freeman. And a point for St. Cecilia. Up by eight here in set number two, 12-4. They're down one set to none. Nicola will float it to the back row. The quick set, the hit, and is it in? Yes. Marissa Haynes getting the kill for Freeman. 12-5 the score. Daniel Freeman, Marissa Haynes after the kill is going to get the serve. Farmer will dig it out on the back row. Hamburger sets it up for Sheehy down the line. It's in! Right on the line. 13-5 St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer to do the honors now. Just over the net, nice diving save by Rimmers, sent over by Lenners. Front row pass now to Hamburger, and the kill attempt into the net for Prevett. So the point for Freeman, 13-6 the score. Sugden to serve. To the back row, punched up there by Nicola. The set, left side for Sheehy. Down the line again, she puts it home. Lil Sheehy with the kill. 14-6, St. Cecilia. Hamburger to serve. Way back near the end of the court, and then she'll run up, send it over. It's a quick overpass sent back by Wright. Kept alive by Lenners. Punched to the front row by Nicola. Over to the right side, the attack by Wright. They're going to say it hit the antenna. Line judge calling that down the line. You can see the antenna still moving a bit, so a good call. 14-7 the score. Alexis Holland with the service to the back row. Just long. Just missed it. The point on the service error for St. Cecilia. They lead at 15-7. Sheehy to serve. Dug out by Sugden. The quick offense. The dink. And it will work for Lenners. Check that. That is Carly Rimmers. Again, you've got Rimmers and Lenners, and they look a lot alike. So Lenners, after Rimmers got the kill, will serve. Farmer with the dig, back set. Hamburger for Wright, and she is tough block. Getting the job done was Carly Rimmers that time. 15-9 is Freeman back within six. On the service, it is Lenners, dug out by Farmer. Hamburger, left side for Nicola on the attack. Punched up by Lenners. Kept alive by Holland. Sent on the free ball by Sugden. Farmer with the dig. The pass left side. The kill attempt is good for Morgan Nicola. Off the back row touch. She gets it to go. 16-9, St. Cecilia. Trying to battle back. They lost a tough first set, 27-25. Joust at the net. Sent over on the Freeman side. Kept alive. Sent over on a free ball by Holland. The pass quickly to the left side. Nicola, she'll get the kill off the back row touch as it goes out of bounds on the return. 17-9 the score. Timeout Freeman. St. Cecilia up by 8 in set 2, trailing one set to none. Back in 30 seconds on AM 1230.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Engineer John Demburn, Larry Cotner courtside at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island for the Class C2 State Volleyball Championship match between Hastings St. Cecilia and Daniel Freeman High School. Freeman up one set to none, but in set two, it's St. Cecilia leading 17-9. Josie Prevett will send it across. Dug out on the back row by Holland. The attack by Haynes. And what do we have? It is St. Cecilia across the line. Point will go for Freeman, 17-10. To serve, Riley Dorn. Back row, dug out by Wynn. She goes low to get it past Hamburger for Nicola. She gets it down. The left-to-right attack. And it's 18-10, St. Cecilia. Sossler will serve. From the right side. Into the net. Service error. So Freeman gets the point. They trail 18-11. Carly Rimmers will serve it up. Takes her time, and now she's ready to go. To the back row. Nicola, and they're going to call her for the double hit. Actually, the lift is what the call will be. So it's 18-12. Freeman now back within 6 after trailing by as many as 9 here in this set. Rimmers, dug out by Nicola. They'll pass it back to Nicola, dinks it down the line, but that's dug out. Back set, and the attack by Sugden into the net. The point will go for St. Cecilia. Back up by 7 at 19-12. Lil Sheehy going to check back in as Wynn will sit down. Nicola on the service. Punched up and sent over by Rimmers to the back line. Dug out there by Kostler, set up for Skok. To the back line, dug out there by Leonard. The attack by Haynes, dug by Farmer. Left side, they go to Sheehy. Blocked at the net, kept alive by Haynes. Pushed across by Leonard. Now Hamburger with the quick set for Skok. The left-handed attack, dug by Rimmers. Left side, they'll go for Mason. Kept alive by Hamburger, punched up by Skok. Hamburger on the attack, dug by Leonard. Good volley here by these two teams. The standing spike attempt by Haynes. The diving save, no. Sheehy could not get to it. And the point will go to Freeman on the long volley. 19-13 the score. It'll be Marissa Haynes to serve. To the back row, punched up by Kostler. Hamburger with the bump set. Set across now with the two-hander by Sheehy. The quick run for Leonard. Blocked back but kept alive by Rimmers. Now Mason sends it across. Hamburger passes left side. The attack by Sheehy. Diving save by Haynes. Pass to the front row. Cassidy Mason. The crisscross attack is long. And the point for St. Cecilia. 20-13 the score. Farmer will serve it. Center court. Down the line. Dug out by Sugden. The quick attack. But into the net. Miss hitting it was Emily Leonard. And St. Cecilia with the 21-13 lead. Trying to even up this match at one set apiece. The dig by Haynes, off the serve by Farmer. Hit over now by Mason. Sent quickly back by Hamburger to the front row. Dorn the quick set for Leonard, and she'll get the kill down. I'll tell you, Freeman runs that quick offense, that short passing attack, very quickly. And it is tough to defend. 21-14, St. Cecilia. Sugden, service error into the net. So a point for the Hawkettes, and they're 3 points away from winning set two. Up 22-14. Hamburger with the service. Dug on the back row by Leonard. They'll quickly run it to Leonard. Kept alive. Nice save there by Nicola. Then on the free ball, almost went for Wright. Quickly back Freeman, and in the net is called on St. Cecilia. Excuse me, on Freeman, and the point for St. Cecilia. 23-14. Claire Hamburger to serve it to the back row. Dug there. The quick set. Dorn for Leonard's into the net. It is set point for the Hawkettes. Up 24-14. Hamburger, the jump serve to the back row. Haynes with the dig. The attack by Mason. Dug by Nicola. Left side, Sheehy, the crisscross attack. Dug by Rimmers. Now sent across by Mason. Dug by Sheehy. The attack by Favette. And she'll get the kill to go. And St. Cecilia wins set number two by the score of 25-14. So one set apiece. Freeman won the first one 27-25. St. Cecilia wins set two 25-14. We'll get you ready for the third set. We'll take a 90-second timeout. You're listening to 1230 AM KHAS Hastings, Nebraska.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Espresso and breakfast pizza?
Yep.
Espresso and salad bar?
Yep.
Espresso and wings?
Sure.
Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza you're craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
Mountain Mud Espresso in Hastings takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Whether you want a hot or cold espresso, a flavored tea, hot chocolate, frozen drink, or just a nice cup of coffee, we will only use top-notch ingredients to specialize it just for you. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Ampride on Highway 6 and Ampride at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. Mountain Mud Espresso, offering you great coffee and so much more.
1230 KHAS.
It is the Class C2 State Volleyball Championship match from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. The first of six state championships coming up at 11 o'clock. It'll be Class D2, and that will feature the Giltner Hornets against the Broncos of Stewart. And you'll be able to hear that on Platte River Radio Station Classic Hits 98.9. That's coming up at 11 o'clock here from the Heartland Event Center. We are tied one set apiece in the Class C2 State Championship. Daniel Freeman High School won set number one, 27-25. St. Cecilia, though, battles back and wins set two, 25-14. So we get you ready for set three in this set. Freeman will be in the left court, going left to right. St. Cecilia right to left in the far court. We are positioned just left of the net. Here courtside at the Heartland Event Center. Beautiful facility, but the last day of volleyball in Grand Island for at least a few years, as the state volleyball tournament will be going back to Lincoln for at least the next 2 years. They'll play it next year at both the Pinnacle Bank Arena, the new facility in the Haymarket in Lincoln, along with the newly remodeled Bob Devaney Sports Center. But today we're going to enjoy things here at the Heartland Event Center. We're tied at one set apiece. Alexis Holland will serve it up for Freeman. Dug out on the back row by Kostler. The pass to the front row. Sheehy falling backwards. Gets it on the crisscross. Nice save by Holland to keep it alive. Rimmers will send it across. Hamburger the quick set. The attack by Prevec coming my way. And Freeman unable to save it. I thought I had a play on that one. Going to have to battle over here to see who could get that one. And that's a point for St. Cecilia. They lead 1-0 here in set number three. Service by Kostler, a good one. The quick attack, Rimmers, dug out by Farmer. Pass left side, Sheehy tips at the net, dug out by Holland. Pass left side, into the net, Carly Rimmers. And quickly up, 2-0 are the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia coming in here at 27-8 on the season. Freeman at 27-5. The overpass by Sugden. Nice save, though, by Linners, and then sent across by Rimmers. Left side, Sheehy on the attack. Gets the kill to go. Split the defense and found the open zone. 3-0, St. Cecilia. Jump serve from Hamburger, left side. And it's an ace off the touch of Marissa Haynes. 4-0, St. Cecilia, timeout, Freeman. We're tied one set apiece, 1-1, but in set number three, St. Cecilia out to the quick 4-0 lead, back in 30 seconds on AM 1230.
Espresso and breakfast pizza?
Yep.
Espresso and salad bar?
Yep.
Espresso and wings?
Sure.
Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza your craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Heartland Event Center, St. Cecilia, after losing the first set 27-25, has responded very well in this C2 state championship match. They won the second set 25-14, lead here 4-0 in the third set. The service on the attack, it is Rimmers, and that's going to be a four hit. It was not blocked, it hit the net and popped back. And 5-0 your lead for St. Cecilia. Hamburger to serve. The jump serve, a good one. Both these teams have served very well in this match. And the dink by Rimmers falls short. Wanted to just dink it over the defense, but she left it short. The point will go for St. Cecilia. They lead 6-0. Hamburger floats it to the back line and beyond. It's a service error. And the point will go to Freeman, their first of the set. 6-1 the score. Emily Linners to serve. Dug by Farmer. Touched up by Hamburger. The attack by Prevett is long. The point will go to Freeman. So two in a row now for the Falcons. 6-2 the score. Linners to serve. That one just missed. Farmer watched it, and he kind of gives a little smile and says, oh, I know that was close, but it was long. 7-2. Service by Sheehy, dug out by Holland. The quick set, the attack, and good for Marissa Haynes. Off the left side, Haynes puts it down. 7-3 your score. Riley Dorn will serve it up for Freeman. Everybody will be back next year for this Falcons team. They do not have a senior on the roster. The quick snap for Prevent, punched up now and sent across by Haynes. The quick snap right to Nicola, down the line. She'll get the kill off the back row touch. 8-3 your score. St. Cecilia up by 5 in set number 3. We're tied one set apiece. Jump serve by Prevent, dug out by Linners. The quick set for Haynes gets it across. Now on the big kill, it is Nicola, but she is blocked back by Rimmers and Haynes. So the stuff block for Freeman, and it's 8-4. Charlie Rimmers now to serve it up. To the back line, dug out by Nicola. Hamburger sets it back up for Nicola. She'll drive it through the defense this time and get the kill. Morgan Nicola, who had a huge match the other day against Lutheran High Northeast. I believe it was 37 kills in that match. Kostler, the service. Rimmers, the dig, sent across by Haynes. Had the front row touch. Now on the attack at Skoke. And in the net was Freeman. Haynes points to herself, says, yep, I was there. 10-4 the score. Hastings, St. Cecilia with the lead. Jump serve by Kostler just beyond the end line. Service error in the point for Freeman. 10-5 your count. It'll be Haynes to serve things up. Jump serve is a nice one. Dug by Wynn. Pass to the front row. Hamburger left side. Dinking it across that time was Skoke. Now on the attack, Mason kept alive nicely by Kostler. The kill will go from Nicola right into the defense of Leonard and Sugden. She just hammered it in there. And it's 11-5. Nicola will serve Sheehy back in. Nicola with that kind of odd motion as she does the running jump serve. Sheehy will send it over on the free ball. Freeman on the attack. Leonard finds an open zone and puts it down. 11-6 the score. Freeman will serve, trailing by five. Sugden, Taylor Sugden, the serve center court. Played there by Nicola. Now the left-hand kill attempt by Scope. Dug out nicely by Haynes. The free ball attack sent over by Dorn. Now to be Farmer to send it back on a free ball. Dug by Rimmers. They'll pass it over for Mason down the line for the attack. Saved nicely by Nicola. Punched over by Scope. The quick hit back. St. Cecilia on the attack. The joust won by Sheehy over the taller Emily Leonard. And St. Cecilia will get the point. They lead 12-6 here in set three. Chandra Farmer to the back line. Dug there by Sugden. The quick attack by Leonard. Dug nicely by Kostler. Quick offense move that time. Hamburger to prevent. And did not catch what the call was. It might have been a two-hit violation on the set. Whistle came early. It will go against St. Cecilia. The point for Freeman. 12-7. Holland. And she will send that one way too long. Service error and a point for St. Cecilia. 13-7 the score. Hawkettes on top. Jump serve by Hamburger to the back line. Dug there by Sugden. Sent over, and the kill will go for Carly Rimmers down the line on the left side. 5 points the difference, 13-8 the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. We're in set three. Each team has won a set. Service by Leonard. Dug out. Hamburger, the pass. Left side, Prevent with the attack. Dug by Leonard. Pass left side now. Rimmers on the attack. She'll drive it through for the score. The kill off the left side for Carly Rimmers, and it's 13-9. Freeman trying to edge their way back into this one. They gave up the first 6 points to St. Cecilia in this set. Hamburger left side. The attack for Vett. Punched up by Leonard. Kept alive by Holland. Free ball sent over by Haynes. Dug by Farmer. Hamburger, the quick attack by Prevent. Punched up by Dorn. The quick attack and just out of bounds off the touch of Marissa Haynes. 14-9 the count. Sheehy the service. The overpass, though, punched across for the point. Dorn, quick hands, saw it was going to be an overpass, jumped up and quickly hit it across and got it into the zone. 14-10. Riley Dorn will serve for Freeman. Back line dug by Farmer. They'll set it up for Nicola. Down the line it goes. Might have been a little long if it hadn't hit the net, which it did, and then that may have saved it for the kill as she puts it home. 15-10. The attack or the service by Prevent almost hit Holland but goes long. Holland got out of the way. Breeze just passed her. Service error makes it 15-11, St. Cecilia. Carly Rimmers. And Wynn lets it go, and it's an ace serve. Wynn a little bit undecided whether to take it or let it go, and at the last second let it go, and it was an ace. So it's a three-point set, 15-12. Rimmers the service. That one taking a nosedive, but a good dig by Nicola. Pass back to Nicola, and she will get the kill. That should be the fourth hit. A little delayed call, but the kill will go for Nicola. 16-12. St. Cecilia trying to take a 2-1 lead here in sets. Kostler, and it hit the head of Rimmers. That was going to be very close to the back line, whether it was going to go in for an ace or not, but it's an ace off the head of the tall rimmer. She's not 6 foot. That might not happen. She digs this one out. 17-12 the score. Leonards will send it across. Farmer with the dig. The pass left side. The strong attack by Nicola. Dug out by Leonards. Pass left side for Mason down the line. Nice diving save by Farmer. Nicola with the hit across. Dug by Leonards. Another good volley here. Left side attack by Mason. Touched at the net. Dug out by Wynn. Pass left side for Nicola. Down the line. Gets the kill to go. The long volley works for St. Cecilia. They get the point. Timeout, Freeman. We are in set number three. St. Cecilia, 18. Freeman, 12. Each team has won a set. Come back in 30 seconds and join us here at the C2 State Championship. You're listening to 1230 AM, KHAS.
Mountain Mud Espresso in Hastings takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Whether you want a hot or cold espresso, a flavored tea, hot chocolate, frozen drink, or just a nice cup of coffee, we will only use top-notch ingredients to specialize it just for you. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Ampride on Highway 6 and Ampride at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. Mountain Mud Espresso, offering you great coffee and so much more.
1230 KHAS.
And yeah, that is it. 1230 KHAS. Good to have you along. 1230 KHAS, Hastings, Nebraska. Studio engineer is John Dibbert. I'm Larry Cotner, courtside at the Class C2 State Championships. Service a good one by Kostler. The overpass is cut back by Nicola. And just like that, St. Cecilia up 19-12 in this third set. Freeman won the first one 27-25. St. Cecilia the second one 25-14. Kostler really floated that one long on the service. It's a service error and a point for the Falcons. 19-13 the score. The service by Haynes, the set, the left-hand kill for Scope. Lucy Scope, the freshman, getting into the act. 20-13. Morgan Nicola, the senior, will serve it up. Punches it across and dug by Haynes. Leonards on the attack will go off the touch of Kostler, but kept alive by Nicholas. And on the free ball by Farmer, the quick attack. Leonards into the net. Miss hit that one right into the net, and it's 21-13, St. Cecilia by 8. Nicola, nice serve, good diving save by Haynes. The floater will go across for Mason. Scope sets it up for Hamburger. Her attack walks at the net. Now on the Freeman side, the back set. The attack sent over by Sugden. The overpass, Leonards, nice diving save by Nicola. Sheehy on the attack, blocked back, sent quickly back on the free ball by Farmer. Pass left side for Cassidy Mason. Diving save by Farmer, kept alive. Hamburger, the attack by Sheehy. Dug out nicely by Rimmers. The back row attack by Haynes. Another diving save by Farmer. The quick dink, it'll go! Claire Hamburger with the second hit dink. Put it into the donut hole for the point. 22-13, St. Cecilia by 9. Nicola with the service, dug out by Haynes. Quick pass to Leonards, dug by Nicola. Left side now, the attack into the net for Lil Sheehy. 22-14 the score. It'll be Sugden to serve. Sugden for Freeman to the back row. Dug there by Kostler. Back set for Scope from Hamburger, and she'll hammer it home. Scope with the kill. Hamburger with the assist. 23-14. 2 points away, St. Cecilia from going up 2-1 in set. Farmer with the service. Haynes, the quick dink across. Dug nicely by Farmer from Dorn. Rimmers on the offensive end now for Freeman. And Cassidy Mason trying to dink it across, could not get control of it. Point St. Cecilia. It is set point at 24-14. Farmer the serve to the back line. Dug by Haynes. The pass, Leonards. Punched up by Kostler. Saved nicely by Hamburger. Then sent across by Prevent. The pass, left side. Mason blocked. Kept alive by Hamburger. Prevent back for Hamburger. The attack. It's good! Claire Hamburger puts it down. 25-14. St. Cecilia wins set number three, and they go up 2-1. Freeman won the first one 27-25, but St. Cecilia has recovered to come back with 25-14 victories in sets number two and three. They're up 2-1. We'll come back with set number four right after this 90-second timeout on AM 1230.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers congratulations to the St. Cecilia volleyball team on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all the area schools, keeping them healthy and on top of their game. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to the court as soon as possible. Located at 207 South Burlington, call us at 402-462-8824. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, providing you with the assistance and knowledge you need for a speedy recovery. Go Hawkeyes!
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
KHAS.
2-1. St. Cecilia leading Daniel Freeman High School in the Class C2 state championship volleyball match. The Hawkettes looking for their first state title since 1990. It's their first appearance since that time in the state championship matches. If they would win the state title, it would be their sixth in school history. But they do still have work to go. They're up 2-1. We get ready for set number four. It'll be St. Cecilia in the left court, Freeman in the right court. After a 27-25 victory and a lengthy first set for Freeman, St. Cecilia has bounced back with dual sets of 25-14 and 25-14. To take a 2-1 advantage here. It'll be St. Cecilia going left to right in set four. Freeman right to left. The Hawkettes will have the opening serve. The officials checking out the lineups, checking the rotation. Crowd getting a little bit bigger as some of the Giltner and Stewart fans working their way in. That'll be the 11 o'clock D2 championship match. Hamburger with the service, dug out by Leonard's pass to the front row. Haynes sends it across, dug by Farmer. The quick set, the attack by Prevent, and in the net. It's Freeman, and quickly, St. Cecilia out 1-0. Hamburger will serve it up to the back row. Dug the set quickly for Haynes. It's blocked for a stuff block. Carly Wright, Josie Prevent. 2-0, St. Cecilia out quickly. Hamburger will serve it up again. Hawkettes looking for their first title in 23 years. A good serve. Dug up on the attack, it's Haynes. Dug on the back row by Nicola. Punched up by Farmer. Sent on the free ball attack by Sheehy. Back set, the slide attempt that time by Haynes. Blocked back by Sheehy. Now sent across by Mason. The pass for Sheehy, the kill attempt, blocked back by Haynes. Again, Sheehy touched on the front row. Nice diving save to keep it alive by Linners. Pushed across by Riley Dorn. Wright with the quick set now for Prevent. Now the quick dink and a good save by Hamburg. Getting out of the way, she rolls away as Wright keeps it alive. Now on the Freeman side, the attack by Mason. She'll get it down the line. It hit the net and then rolled down the net for the point, and St. Cecilia's defense out of place for that. So it's 2-1. St. Cecilia with the lead. Freeman will serve. Mason, dug out by Nicola. Back set for Sheehy off the right side. Got it to go. Off the front row touch. She gets the kill. 3-1. Hawkett. Lil Sheehy sends it to the back row. Dug there by Sugden. The pass left side. The attack by Rimmers. Kept alive by Sheehy. Nicola gets there, and the free ball will be sent over by Hamburger. Freeman on the attack. They'll work quickly, and Rimmers will slam it down on the back row. 3-2. St. Cecilia with the lead. Freeman will serve. Daniel Freeman High School, consolidated school of the communities of Adams and Philly, who also had some pretty good tradition in sports. The attack blocked by from Nicola and then sent back from Nicola. Back on the St. Cecilia side again. Nicola on the attack. Dug on the back row by Haynes. Left side. The attack will go for Cassidy. Mason, no, check that. That is Carly Rimmers. And she'll get the kill to tie things up at three apiece here in set number four. Best 3 out of 5. St. Cecilia leads 2 sets to 1. Haynes with the floater. Dug by Nicola. Quick set for Prevett. Prevett will hammer it down for the kill. 4-3, Hawkett. Prevett with the jump serve. Taken on the back row by Holland. Overpass dinked across by Dorn, and that is twice on overpasses that Riley Dorn was showing some quick thinking. She quickly jumped up and punched it across before St. Cecilia could stuff block it. And there's an overpass quickly sent back by Leonard, but dug out. Sent back now by Nicola. Dorn with the set. The kill attempt will go for Carly Rimmers. Rimmers will set it down on the back row touch. 5-4. Falcons with the lead. Service by Dorn. Punched up by Farmer. The right side attack right is blocked back. Sugden along with Leonard. And Freeman with the 6-4 advantage in set number four. Dorn, twisting serve, dug by Farmer. Pass left side, Nicola on the attack. It is blocked back. Rimmers and Leonard. And 7-4. Freeman now with a little bit of momentum here in set four, trying to tie things up and force a fifth set. Nicola on the return, gets it to Skoke. On the offense, Freeman. Rimmers, nice diving save by Farmer to keep it alive. Now Nicola down the line. Was it touched? No. Out of bounds. Timeout. Hastings, St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia leads 2 sets to 1, but here in set four, it's Freeman on top, 8-4. Back to the C2 state championship match after this 30-second timeout on AM 1230.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
1230 KHAS.
8-4 the score here in set number four. Freeman leading St. Cecilia, and Riley Dorn with a service error. Point will go for St. Cecilia. It's 8-5. Paige Kostler to serve things up for the Hawkettes. Floats it. Dug out by Holland. The quick set. Rimmers dug by Wynn. Punched up, Skoke on the standing spike will send it to the back row. Haynes with the dig, the attack by Sugden. Punched up by Kostler, dinked across, and it will work for Claire Hamburger. She's been able to make that work a few times here today. And St. Cecilia now back within 2 at 8-6. Kostler the serve into the net, service error. Point for Freeman, 9-6 the count. Charlie Rimmers to serve it up. Takes her time to spin the serve off the top of the net. It goes across. Farmer with the dig. Nicola with the attack. Punched up by Dorn. Left side. The pass to Mason. And she'll get the kill off the front row touch of Hamburger. And Freeman now with a 10-6 advantage in set four. St. Cecilia up 2-1. They won sets 2 and 3. Freeman won a marathon one in the first one, 27-25. Nicola off the pass will try to put it down, but a nice save on the back row by Dorn. And then quickly, Mason will hit it down for the kill from the left side. So it's 11-6 Falcons. Rimmers will serve it up. Here it is. Back row, dug by Wynn. Pass to the front row. Hamburger now for Nicola. That is a facial off of Carly Rimmers, and she gets up a little slowly. They might even have somebody check her ass up. She gets up and says, "Oh, I'm fine." That was a rocket shot from Nicola off the nose of Rimmers. And I don't mean off the front row, from the back row. Nicola will float it across, dug out there by Rimmers. Pass left side from Mason. The crisscross attack got the corner. So the point will go for Freeman. They lead it 12-7 in set four. Trying to tie this match up. Emily Linners. Center court right side a little bit. Dug by Nicola. The left-hand attack scope blocked back. But Freeman in the net. Haynes called for that. She did not like this one. She pointed at herself at an earlier one, but did not like that call. 12-8 the score. Farmer the service. The set for Haynes. She'll dink it into the donut hole for the point. Saw the opening and put it there. 13-8. Freeman up by five here in set four. Sugden. Taylor Sugden will serve it up. Floats it to the back row, dug there by Nicola. On the slide attack, Prevett is blocked, but dug out by Farmer. Prevett will send it across. Now on the attack, it's Haynes. She'll get the kill. Off the front row touch, she puts it home. 14-8 now, Falcons. Sugden will serve once again for Freeman. Center court. And that one floats too long. Service error. Point for St. Cecilia. They trail by 5, 14-9. They do lead in sets, 2-1. Best 3 out of 5. Hamburger. Service to the back row. Dug by Linners. Pass to the front row. Dorn runs it quickly to Haynes. Punched up by Nicola. Hamburger. Bump pass to the front row. Punched across by Sheehy. Back set now on the slide. Haynes, her attack dug out by Hamburger. Quickly set across now by Prevett. Now on the free ball, it will go long from Haynes. Out of bounds. And a point for St. Cecilia. They're back within 4 at 14-10. Hamburger. Back row, the dig by Rimmers. They'll set it up for Haynes. Punched up by Nicola. Hamburger quickly left side now for Sheehy. And she'll get it home off the back row touch. 3 in a row for the Hawkettes. They're back within 3 at 14-11. Claire Hamburger will continue her service to the back line. Punched up by Holland. Now to the front row. Mason will send it across. Farmer with the dig. Left side attack by Sheehy. Nice punch back on the return by Holland. Bump set for Sheehy. And she'll drive it through the defense and get the kill. 4 in a row now for St. Cecilia. Back within 2 at 14-12. Hamburger to the back row. Kept alive by Rimmers. The bump set for Haynes on the attack. Kept alive by Prevett. Bumped up now by Hamburger. The attack by Sheehy. Dug on the back row. The slide, the dink by Haynes. Kept alive by Sheehy. Standing spike attempt will go for Hamburger. And a nice save on the left side by Mason. The attack on the back row is Doug Farmer. Left side now for Sheehy. Blocked back, kept alive momentarily. But the stuff block will go for Marissa Haynes. And Freeman breaks the 4-0 run for St. Cecilia. It's a 15-12 set. Left side, the service from Cassidy Mason. Dug out on the back row. Hamburger the pass. And the dink will go. Reaching up high and bringing it home. Josie Prevett. 15-13. Sheehy now to serve. To the back row. Dug there by Sugden. And a quick second second hit that time by Dorn. Dorn saw the donut hole and she put it there. 16-13, Freeman. They'll serve. Marissa Haynes, center court. Sends it across, dug by Farmer. The back set, the attack. Prevent, blocked back by Emily Leonard for the stuff. 17-13, a four-point advantage now for Freeman. They are trying to tie this match up at two apiece. St. Cecilia would like to close out the state championship in this set. Service error by Haynes. Hawkettes back within three at 17-14. Jump serve by Josie Prevent. Dug out by Holland, back row. Pass from Dorn to Leonard. Sends it across. Dug by Prevent. Hamburger over to Nicola, and it'll go. Off the front row touch. She gets the kill. 17-15, your score. Prevent to the back row. The floater dug by Holland. The quick set. Leonard sends it across. Punched up by Hamburger. They'll set it up for Nicola. Blocked back quickly, but there's Scope to keep it alive. Then the attack will go for Carly Wright. Crisscross attack right to left. St. Cecilia back within one. They'll serve for the tie. Prevent on the back row, taken by Holland. Punched up now. The attack by Lammer. Rimmers is long. And we are tied in set four. 17-17. Timeout Freeman. The Hawkettes up 2-1. We'll come back with more here in set number four from the C2 State Volleyball Tournament on AM 1230.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
1230 KHAS.
17-17. St. Cecilia was down by as many as six in this set at 14-8. They have battled back to tie it at 17. They win this set. They win the C2 state championship. Freeman trying to battle and send it to a fifth set. Back set. The hammer by Rimmers off the touch. It will go for a kill and a point for Daniel Freeman High School. 18-17. Service by Dorn. Dug out by Wynn. Pass to the front row. Hamburger. And it's going to have to be placed and placed beautifully by Nicola. They wanted to get the kill from the left side with the big hammer, but she had to adjust to the set. And so she went with the two-hand push to the corner and found it. 18-18, the attack by Kostler. Or the service, excuse me. Dug out by Holland. Sent across by Leonard. Dug by Wynn on the back row. The pass left side. Nicola is stuffed. They timed that beautifully. Did Leonard and Rimmers to stuff lock Morgan Nicola. 19-18. Freeman up by one. Set four in the C2 State Championship. St. Cecilia up 2-1. They have the serve received. Nicola on the attack. Punched up by Haynes. Kept alive by Rimmers. To be sent on the free ball by Mason. Nicola with the dig. Hamburger quickly to Scope. Touched at the net. Dug by Rimmers. The overpass to the net. Scope stays out of the net. And the point will go to St. Cecilia. And we're tied at 19. Hawkettes will serve for the lead after being down by as many as six. Nicola to the back row. Dug by Rimmers. Punched up. Left side the attack. Mason good. She found the open zone in the back middle. Took it down 20-19. Freeman. Emily Linners. Dug by Kostler. Pass left side. Punched over with the left hand by Sheehy. Dug by Dorn. The quick dink by Mason. Watched her footwork. And then the return will go for Claire Hamburger, I believe it was. And we're tied at 20. Happened so fast. Farmer will serve for the St. Cecilia lead. Haynes on the attack. Dug out by Nicola. Left side, they'll go to Sheehy. Gets the attack. It's good off the front row touch. And the Hawkcats have taken the lead at 21-20. Farmer to serve. St. Cecilia 4 points away from a state championship. The overpass saved, but the kill by Haynes afterward ties it up at 21. So the Falcons will serve it. Taylor Sugden to do the honors, center court. Here it is. Dug by Nicola. Pass to the front row. Hamburger left side for Sheehy. Blocked back and out of bounds. The point will go to St. Cecilia. They lead 22-21. Big volley here. Hamburger with the service to the back row. Dug by Leonard. The pass for Haynes. Too strong on the attack. No touch. Freeman asking for the touch. There was none. It's 23-21. St. Cecilia 2 points away from a C2 state title. Hamburger the service. Dug out by Leonard. The pass. The attack by Haynes down the line. She got the kill. Freeman back within one at 23-22. Set four. St. Cecilia won sets two and three. Freeman won the first set. Service by Mason. The dig by Farmer. Hamburger for Prevett. Blocked back. Kept it alive. Hamburger back for Josie Prevett. Falling away. She'll send it across the overpass. Hit by Prevett, and they're going to call her for a lift. And we are tied at 23. Timeout, St. Cecilia. We are in the fourth set. 23-23. We'll come back with the finish of the fourth set here on AM 1230.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
1230 KHAS.
Good to have you along here this morning from the Heartland Event Center. It is the Class C2 State Volleyball Championship match between Hastings St. Cecilia and Daniel Freeman High School. St. Cecilia up 2-1. We're tied in set 4, 23 apiece. Service by Freeman, dug out. And now Prevett on the attack for St. Cecilia. Leonard's ahead to Rimmers. Dug there by Prevett. The pass left side. Sheehy on the crisscross attack. The tip on the back row by Leonard's. And it is a point for St. Cecilia. Set and championship point here for the Hawkettes. And a timeout going to be taken by Freeman. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on AM 1230.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Set and championship point for the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia. Up 24-23 and set four. The set is a good, the serve is a good one. On the attack, Freeman, the push to the back row. Nice save by Farmer. Pass left side, Nicola on the attack. Blocked on the front line. Kept alive. Dorn, left side, Rimmers. Touched on the front line. Nice save on the back row by Sheehy. Pass to Nicola. Pushes it down the line. Punched up by Sugden. Left side on the attack. Rimmers kept alive by Nicola. The pass back to Nicola. The attack blocked back. Nice save again by Sheehy. And then a quick save at the other side. Rimmers pass to the corner. Sheehy will punch it up. Hamburger, the pass to Nicola. Down the line. Just long. And we'll play extra volleyball tied at 24. Freeman will serve. Marissa Haynes. Center court. Over the net. Dug out by Nicola. Hamburger back to Nicola. Touched at the net, I believe. Yes. It's a kill for St. Cecilia. It went long, but it was just barely tipped at the net. Set and championship point again. Prevett dug out by Sugden. The pass to the front row for Leonard. Dinks it across. Hamburger. Now right for Nicola. The attack is out of bounds. Just missing it again. So we're tied again at 25. The service. The sack. Nicola. Punched up by Dorn. Ahead. Haynes. Free ball sent across. Now St. Cecilia on the attack. They'll set it up for Nicola. Block. Kept it alive. Pushed across by Hamburger. Now on the attack, Freeman. Left side. Down the line. Sugden. Dice diving save by Farmer. Nicola left side. Floats it to the back row. Kept alive by Haynes. The set now for the attack by Rimmers. Dug on the back row by Farmer. The quick set. The hit by Stoke. It'll go! Lucy Stoke with the left hand. Puts it down. 26-25, St. Cecilia. And again, for the third time in this set, it will be set and championship point. Paige Kossler. The service, a good one. The bump set. The attack. Blocked back. Kept alive by Leonard. Rimmers will get the attack down. Two-hand slam by Carly Rimmers, and we play on. 26-26. Rimmers will serve it up now for Freeman. Rimmers with a good serve. Dug there by Nicola. They'll pass it back to Nicola. Hamburger to Nicola. And the kill will go. Off the front row and back row touch. And for the fourth time, St. Cecilia will have set and championship point. Trying to prolong it just a little bit. Nicola, the service. Dug out. Kept alive. Winners into the net. St. Cecilia wins their first state championship in 23 years. Wins this set 28-26. The Hawkett fans behind us celebrating loudly. A 3-1 victory for Hastings St. Cecilia. They win the match 25-27, 25-14, 25-14, and end it on an exciting 28-26 fourth set. We're going to take a 90-second timeout and come back and wrap things up from the Heartland Event Center after this on AM 1230.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Heartland Event Center. It is all over in Class C2. Hastings St. Cecilia, the number two seed in the tournament, advances to the state championship and then wins it here in four over Daniel Freeman High School. They finished their season at 28-8 with this state championship. They win it in four sets. They lost the first set, 25-27, but then they bounced back. They were resilient. They dominated sets two and three, winning both by 25-14 scores. And then it was a back-and-forth four-set. Freeman actually owned a 14-8 lead at one point in set four, and the Hawkettes battled back, able to get it tied at 17, and then it went back and forth. We played extra volleyball. The Hawkettes had four championship match points before they were able to finally finish it off when Emily Linners hit it into the net for Daniel Freeman High School, and the celebration was on. So St. Cecilia goes 3-0 here at the state championship this weekend. They win their sixth state title in volleyball, but their first one since 1990, and that's the last time they were in the state championship match. They were resilient this year in getting to the finals and winning the state championship after getting eliminated last year in the semifinals by Hardington Cedar Catholic. So over the weekend, they get a 5-set victory in their first match against a very tough number 7 seed in Lutheran High Northeast. Then they sweep Palmyra in the semifinals yesterday, and they get the state championship victory here today in 4 sets over Daniel Freeman. Celebration and the awards about to be offered up here for both teams. They'll give the runner-up trophy and medals to Daniel Freeman High School first, and then St. Cecilia will be receiving their championship trophy and medals. Well, this is the final match for 5 seniors. A couple of them were starters. They included Morgan Nicola, who had a big game, the 5-foot-10-inch outside hitter. Also, Paige Kostler, a 5-foot-5-inch defensive specialist. They were a couple of the starters that played for St. Cecilia. Also suiting up, not playing today, but being a part of the St. Cecilia team, were Vicki Consbruck, a 5-foot-2-inch senior, 5-foot-4-inch senior Megan Schroer, and also 5-foot-8-inch senior Maddie Schwinka. They were all a part of this St. Cecilia team playing in their final match here in the state championship at the Heartland Event Center. Coach Alan Van Cura and his squad and staff getting the championship here today with the 4-set victory over Daniel Freeman. We do want to remind you, coming up at 11 o'clock, actually probably a little past 11 o'clock, because this match ran long. It's probably going to be a little bit after 11. It'll be the Class D2 state championship. The Giltner Hornets will be participating in that. They'll take on Stewart for the state championship. You'll be able to hear that on Platte River radio station Classic Hits 98.9. We'll have the call for that coming up a little bit later. Class A plays here at 1 o'clock. That'll be Omaha Marion and Millard West. Then the evening session begins at 4:30 with a couple of Central Nebraska opponents, Kearney Catholic and Minden. They played in the sub-district championship. They'll play for the state championship here this afternoon. Doug Duda will have the call on Classic Hits 98.9. And then this evening, Class B, Elkhorn South against Norris at 6:30. And at 8:30 tonight, O'Neill St. Mary's will take on Burning Davenport Shickley in the Class D1 state title. But this morning in Class C2, it was St. Cecilia getting the 4-set victory, 25-27, 25-14, 25-14, and 28-26 over Daniel Freeman High School to win their 6th state championship in high school volleyball. For studio engineer John Dibber, I'm Larry Kattner at the Heartland Event Center. Thanks for listening to the Class C2 State Volleyball Championship match on AM 1230 KHAS.
The following state tournament volleyball broadcast has been brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports. For more, log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com.